we basically created the sim category in casual.
Yeah.
And we did it with Fish Tycoon, originally, and then with Virtual Villagers, which has been flown many times now. We've even sued someone.
Good.
And Fish Tycoon, we first brought it to Big Fish, and they said no. Everyone else said no, too. While we were demoing it, everyone loved it, but when it was time to sign the papers and sell it, they're like, no. We finally went to Big Fish and begged them to sell it. And they sold it as their, like, loser game of the week, you know, their Thursday evening launch. And it kicked everything's ass up and down the street. And they immediately signed us for a multi-year publishing deal.
Good.
And took over publishing of our games. So, you're right, but persistence always pays off. If you can get through.
Sure. No, it makes sense. I think the key is not to make crap because you're forced to make crap.
Yeah, we were ready to. We were going to resign to just sell it at our own site, as you are you doing with Arvale. We're going to do exactly that.
Are you saying I'm crap?
No, I'm saying you're awesome. We were going to do that. We were like, fuck it. You know, it's about the money, but you know, the game is good, and they don't see it. They're suits. That was our impression. And basically, they said no, and we were literally had our finger on the mouse, and we were going to push, launch it on our site.
Right.
And we're like, let's write to them one more time. They're launching garbage twice a week, among other games, whatever. They could sell our game and try it. And that changed our life. That got our foot in the door, and then we got full distribution over the next 2 years.
Yeah.